or not the shirt on his back.
Personality traits that seem whimsical in a child may prove to be ugly in a fully grown adult. Lack of involvement with the father or over-involvement with the mother can result in lack of ability to relate to sexual peers. And in homosexual leanings, narcissism, transsexuality, girls from the waist up, men from the waist down, attempts to be your own love object. Reconcile your parents to you by becoming both at once. Even Marilyn Monroe was a man, but this tends to get overlooked by our mother-fixated, overweight, sexist media. So, uncorrected personality traits that seem whimsical in a child may prove to be ugly in a fully grown adult. If you give in to them every time they cry, they will become little tyrants, but they won't remember why. Then when they are thwarted by people in later life, they will become psychotic, and they won't make an ideal husband or wife. The spoiled baby grows into the escapist teenager who's the adult alcoholic who's the middle-aged suicide. Oi, so uncorrected personality traits that seem whimsical in a child may prove to be ugly in a fully grown adult.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You are divine. You are ecstasy. Thank you. ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. Check ignition and may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade, and the papers want to know whose shirt you wear. Now it's time to
Thank you. breaking hearts all over town tonight. Taking the bus to do it, 'cause I don't have a car. Riding through the Presidio at midnight, after making all the necessary stops to start to get myself out of situations I once wanted in on. It's a good thing all three people live along the 22 Fillmore this time. I can just get myself a late night pass and keep moving. Weeks ago, maybe even a month, I was so good just sucking down bottles of red wine, stocking up on massage oil and candles, always perfectly tweezed, washed and shaven, wearing my best underwear just in case. I read theater reviews, maybe we could get cheap tickets to a matinee of Phantom. I would cry in languid French films and laugh till I cried in American romantic comedies. Oh, Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, how do you move the collective we? On the bus tonight it's me, dried sweat, gin breath, nice shoes, me. And six mental patients, all silent, except this one who keeps leaning over the driver's shoulder announcing, we're coming through now, we're coming through it, all right. And a group of Latino high schoolers, why you always have to be tagging essay, this heavily powdered girl with lips like a gash says, it's in my blood, the boy says, my father wrote, his father wrote, his father before him wrote, it's in my blood. I look down at my hands, my fingers are scarred. I really hate it when they start to cry, but it's hard to care about it when you just don't care that much about it. Next stop, me, time to break some hearts, we're coming through. The girl starts in, you better call me, essay, yeah, I'll call you. You don't even have my number, well, I'll get it from what's her name, I got her number, yeah, I bet you got her number. At first, I love charming them, their friends, housemates, assorted relatives and co-workers. They always enjoy my three good stories. But as soon as it turns into, what do you want to do? I don't know, what do you want to do? You want to rent that movie? I've seen it before, but it's a really good movie. Why don't we just rent that movie and get out of here? That's when I pay my fare and start riding, making all the necessary stops, lights out, rumbling over hills with a silent driver. Driver, I don't even know her. We come around the turn, I can see the city now and I exhale. You better call me, I can't help it, it's in my blood. We're coming through now, we're coming through it, all right.
A Midsummer Night's Dream.
As you well know, your subconscious mind is your faithful servant that will do anything you ask it to, and it is always looking out for your benefit. It causes all of your organs to function without conscious effort on your part. Therefore, it keeps you alive. It tells you when you are hungry or thirsty. It warns you of danger. Thus, it helps you to survive. Your subconscious mind never sleeps. It is always alert and taking care of you. However, it is accustomed to working by habit pattern without conscious effort on your part. Proof of this is found in any habit you perform. When you repeat something often enough, your subconscious mind takes over, and then you can do it without needing to think about it consciously. Your subconscious faithful servant in this way tries to relieve you of the burden of needing to think about everything you do. You have formed many good habits. The habit of balancing yourself when you are standing upright. The habit of walking, of talking, of controlling your movements. There are many necessary habits you have formed early in life that are now under subconscious control. Yet, if you had to consciously think about them in order to act, you would never have time to do the other necessary things of life. In this respect, the subconscious mind has proven it is your faithful servant and does anything you really want it to. Your keyword association is a good habit you will form to consciously control your subconscious mind without having to concentrate for long periods of time in order to do it. Once you have formed this habit, all you will need to do is consciously think of what you want your subconscious mind to do, and it will immediately carry out the suggestions you gave it when you repeat your keyword mentally to yourself 3 times. You can, in this way, anesthetize any part of your body, control your emotions, relax your body while your mind will stay clear and alert, go into a beautiful, relaxing sleep whenever you desire to, awaken at a mentally predetermined time, strengthen your memory, stay relaxed while studying, so you can learn things easier and recall them better. Control foolish fears. Yes, this faithful servant, your own subconscious, will obey your conscious instructions, and many other wonderful results will be obtained. Your key word will be the word deep. This recorded lesson will implant this key word into your subconscious mind. So all you will need to do to cause it to act is as follows. First, make up your mind as to exactly what you want your subconscious mind to do. Be clear and to the point in your mental instructions so it will know just what is expected of it. Second, close your eyes and mentally repeat your key word deep to yourself 3 times like this. Deep, deep, deep. Third, know your subconscious mind did react and thank it for carrying out your instructions. This faith and gratitude shown to it will cause it to respond to your own suggestions and your orders will be carried out. The more you use your keyword, the faster response you will receive. This good habit is like all other habits. The more you do it, the stronger it gets. You then have full auto-hypnotic control of self and will reap the benefits of this real self-control. Now you are ready for training. Please follow these instructions. When you retire, get comfortable in bed and turn your record player on. Close your eyes and follow what I am saying with your imagination. Let go. Relax. Imagine you can actually feel everything I am talking about. And when you feel yourself drifting into a deep and wonderful sleep, don't fight against it, but go right with it. In this way, you will get the best results.
First thing to start out with is that a lot of people be reading this who have never heard of you, first of all, who have never heard the terms space music, new black music, new music, and all the other terms that are used.
Great black music.
Great black music, right. Right. And, you know, have never experienced that kind of music, and I think one of the first things we should do is try to explain what it is, you know.
What?
What is the new music, you know, the music that you play? What characterizes, how is it a different development?
Well, first of all, the music that I play is not new music.
Okay. How not?
Yeah.